might be a good time for me to mention that one of the ways the public's been involved in this has been that amateur astronomers have been really very helpful to us. We are going to be pointing right at where the Great Red Spot is and right at where the Little Red Spot is without being able to plan that in real time, because amateurs have been tracking the positions of these storms using just backyard telescopes for many, many years, and they know their behavior very well. And last summer, when we were blocking out our time schedule and saying, okay, we're going to look at the red spot because it's on this side of the planet right now, and this is more or less where we have to point, it was the amateurs who were telling us, okay, this is what the where the red spot is going to be at that time, because these spots are always moving. And those forecasts have been very accurate. And so we've had a much larger community that's been involved in this mission. Another thing has been there are amateurs who follow along on the internet on all the work that's been done by NASA and the other space missions that are out there. And we just threw out a question to them. Look, here's the spacecraft trajectory that's available on the web. Here's are some tools that show the view, will show the view from the spacecraft at any time. You guys tell us, when should we take pictures just because they're scenic? You know, when two moons are lined up or a moon's coming out from behind Jupiter or something like that. And we got quite a few responses on that, and we're actually implementing some of those. And so some of the pictures we'll take will be suggestions from that broader community.